we're continuing Chayodom Klal Mandalad, and we're learning Simon Tess. Hey, mini dogan. So we have a food made from the five species of grain. Bein Geroifin Oigagalach. So that's something along the lines of a farfel. Shabishlil im shar minim, which you cooked it together with other foods. Kederach shem vashim groifin im bulbus. Bulbus are potatoes. So you cook these two things together, this some type of a farfel together with potatoes. Vegagalach im arbis, or you cook it together with some type of a bean. Alagav damin acher hu arayv, even though the other item is the majority. Kimin sheyesh ba'al kaponim kol kach min hay minim elu. There is enough of the five species grain item. Be'inyan sheyefshel lomer shenis batel legamri. It's significant enough that you cannot say that it's batel. Therefore, mevorkin b'rei minim mezonos ala groifin. So you make a mezonos on this mixture. So now, he says, you make a mezonos on the mezonos, because the mezonos is not batel. It's not considered a tofel. But, omnam, al sharminim sorech iyun. But in regard to the bracha on the other items, on the potatoes, for example, or on the beans, the chayorim is not clear what the halacha should be. So, rekimen shehim omdim if the atzmon, benim uravim, they're distinct. It's not like you've made some type of a recipe where the items actually mass together into a new entity. Like you make a cake, you mix various different things into the batter, into the dough, and you bake a cake. So everything comes together and becomes one unit. Over here, they are distinct, separate units. You might be eating them together. So the Chayyarim, according to his opinion before, we discussed this before in Klal Nun Aleph, he holds that you would make two separate brachas. So that's the general rule when they're talking about how Eitz and how Adama. Does that same rule play out when you're dealing with mizonos and other foods? So the Chayyarim says, maybe you'll say, well, the other foods really are basically enhanced by the mezonos. The mezonos affects them. So the mezonos is sort of like carrying everything along with it. So maybe that's not the reality. Maybe the reality is the other way around, that the other foods are carrying the mezonos along with them. So he says they're distinct. They should deserve a bracha. Maybe we should look at it really as one unit, because one item becomes primary and it's sort of schlepping everything else with it. He says, okay, arguably that's true, but I don't know which one is which. You know, the other items is the mezonos schlepping the other items. Are the other items stopping the mezonos? So I'm not sure what to do. V'nir ali shetzarach levarach. The Chayyarim says a person should make a bracha. And again, this is all according to the opinion of the Chayyarim before in Klal Nun Aleph, where he said such a rule. However, we pointed out over there the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and the Pesach is like the Mishnah Berurah, that even though the items are distinct, since they're small, and you would tend to eat multiple items in each spoonful or each forkful, as opposed to one at a time, one piece at a time. So then we look at it as the mitarubas as a mixture, as one unit, and therefore you only make one bracha. So we're here in the situation where the mezonos is not the tofel, because mezonos never comes to tofel. So the bracha would be mezonos on everything. Now, that's regards to the bracha Rishona. Regards to the bracha Achrona, however, you have to have an actual kazayis of the mezonos to be able to say the bracha chorna of alamichya. And if you don't have a kazayas of the mazonos by itself, then the mazonos could combine with the other foods, the other items which are there, to say a bracha chorna of brenefoshes, if the total amount is a kazayas. So if you have half a, if you have a 1/3 of a kazayas of mazonos, 2/3 of a kazayas of potatoes, so the bracha rishana would be mezonos, but the bracha chorna will be brei nefoshos, not alamichya. Have a good day.